Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hi everyone at the DJS. This is Rebecca, the librarian out in Wright City, and I wanted to say thank you so much for your wonderful shows lately. It's been great to listen to you while I've been working from home. I hope everyone is well and stays well. Bye.
You're listening to the Dave Glover Show.
Welcome back, gang. Few minutes past 4 p.m. Boy, sunshine helps. Whew.
True that.
True that. So you can get out to a park, right? People can go out to parks. They can go walking. They can go running.
Today, thank goodness.
Yeah.
But as we've been saying, and we'll
hear the weather's Dave, been
co-conspirator. Has not been helping us at all.
Let's go right to headlines.
I was hoping we would take 1 second. Okay, here
I'm sorry.
Is. No, you're fine. Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Stay in your car and let Schnucks bring your groceries out to you. Curbside pickup is now available on schnucksdelivers.com. Oh, I was trying to get my copy pulled up, and it's right in front of my face, too.
Doy.
I feel like a dummy. Have you guys seen the story about the man at Walmart who is licking the deodorant and saying, "Who's scared of the coronavirus?"
Yes.
You would think someone stupid enough to do that would be a teenager. It turns out he is a 26-year-old man, and he's local. He was just arrested in Warrenton, Missouri.
Mm. I heard he's going to be charged with terrorism.
Yeah, yes. That's happening. Those types of charges are popping up all over the country. There was one I saw in New Jersey. A guy got into a fight with a store employee and started coughing at them.
And saying that he had corona.
Yeah. And so he's being charged with, he's getting a terror charge.
Good.
Terror charge.
Yeah, good.
Police say that he knowingly caused a false belief or fear that a condition involving danger to life existed. He had reckless disregard of the risk causing the evacuation, quarantine, or closure of any portion of the store. The reason he was caught was so many people reported the video. So if you see something like that, hit report, and it could turn out that the person is arrested. So yet another thing to be proud of locally. We have the deodorant liquor.
And here's the thing. Yeah, right. But here's the thing. This guy, like right now, I feel great. I don't have a single symptom. I could have corona. And so this jackass, he could have spread it. Like, we have all these stories of people going places, and then now these people in Kentucky had a coronavirus party, and they had 50 people over at someone's house, and now 3 people have it. And all the Jewish, Orthodox Jewish people that were arrested because they said, no, we're going to have these, you know, the weddings and all this kind of stuff. I read a statistic today that one person can infect 59,000 people.
What?
With the ripple effect.
You know who has really escaped the criticism that was coming down so heavily on them just a couple weeks ago is the daddy-daughter dance.
He got a pass, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, once this thing really caught fire, we all kind of forgot about that, but that was a big deal a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Schnucks is installing clear protective barriers to help protect their customers and staff at their checkout lines.
Ooh. Noticed it yesterday.
Smart.
Yeah, I think this is an excellent idea.
Yeah. Really
yeah. smart.
Was checking out and there was a big, you know, plastic piece of, plastic glass.
You're fine.
Okay.
We all know what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think that's awesome.
You need settled.
Big sneeze guard.
You need settled over there?
I was settled 15 years ago by my wife.
You think of how many people that the employees are coming in contact with, especially when they're ringing out your groceries. So this is a great way to try to protect them and protect the public. I've been into Schnucks 6-7 times since this craziness has happened, and they do a great job of making the experience seem as normal as possible.
Agreed.
You don't feel like you're living in a borderline apocalypse, as it can feel like a lot of the time. So a lot of people are working from home with the coronavirus. A lot of people are using webcams to have meetings, teleconferencing, whatever. There is a tool called Sneak that is a group video conference software that by default is always on. So employers can, if they would like, use it to spy on their employees unless the employee is smart enough to go in and disable certain settings.
Wow.
There's also a default setting that if you call someone on Sneak, it immediately brings up their webcam, whether or not they have answered the call.
That's
so if you are
terrible.
One of the people working from home using Zoom, whatever you're using, look into it, do some Googling, and figure out what you can do to protect yourself. I don't think there are a ton of companies out there maliciously spying on their employees, but anytime you're using a camera like that, you want to make sure you have extra protection just for your own privacy's sake. We, you know, all those stories a couple months ago about the Ring cameras and people were hacking them and scaring kids. I wouldn't be surprised if very similar things will start happening en masse with webcams soon. Speaking of things like online protection, we're going to talk to George Rosenthal from ThrottleNet in about a half hour, mm-hmm. and he'll let us know what we can do to protect ourselves during this time, too. Did you guys see that Colorado has abolished the death penalty?
No.
They are the 22nd state to do so, so just about half of the country is still doing it.
This one's always been easy for me. I'm fine with the death penalty, and I'm fine with it going away. Because we do it so poorly, mm-hmm. and it's such a waste of money.
Yeah.
But I want someone who would have been sentenced to death to have zero chance of ever getting out.
Right.
And I want them to be punished. I don't like people getting their PhDs on death row. Just, you know.
Or when you hear a story about somebody who's been on death row for 34 years.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah. If someone is going
That's
away.
Just a life sentence.
Forever.
Right.
And their life will be unpleasant. Okay. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Mike Bloomberg just kind of seems like a terrible person. The more I learn about him, didn't know too much about him until he decided to run for president. And then he put himself super in the public eye. One of his campaign staffers is suing after he laid everybody off. He had told his staffers that even though he was suspending his presidential campaign, that he would be paying them through November, basically to fight for the DNC and do everything they could to get Donald Trump out of office. And now with the coronavirus, they are laying people off at the beginning of April, and people are mad because he was able to attract some really good talent through guaranteeing pay like that. And I'm Mike Bloomberg. I have a ton of money. And now he's going back on his promise and is being sued. Mm. Now you know it's real. The Peeps manufacturer is shutting down production amid the coronavirus outbreak.
Uh-oh.
All of their Peeps have been produced and shipped to retailers. There will be no more Peeps made.
Here goes the run.
They do have inventory of Mike and Ike hot tamales and peanut chews for the short term, but they may experience out of stocks on several individual items. This is just the burden we have to bear.
Peeps are gross.
Oh, I agree.
Here we go.
I agree.
Do you like them?
I used to love them as a kid, like loved them. Now I can eat one, but I don't understand why I liked it so much. Sue, do you like Peeps?
Nope, I think they're disgusting.
All right.
Thanks, Sue. Go back to sleep.
There you have it, folks. She thinks they're disgusting.
I agree.
I used to love them. I used to love the crunch of the sugar on the marshmallow.
I don't get it.
I guess I just grew up and my taste buds changed.
Yeah, see, that makes a lot of sense because I didn't have them as a kid. I didn't have them until I was a grown-up, and I'm like, ew. Mm.
I used to like the bunnies because they were more flat.
Mm.
They have the bunnies, the chicks.
For real, there's going to be a run. People are going to go right past toilet paper to get Peeps now. So toilet paper.
Oh, man.
Hamburger.
Pasta.
Yeast. Pasta?
Have you seen the pasta thing?
Yeah, pasta's sold out everywhere.
Like, no pasta on the shelves of any kind. It's weird. Like, why? Every time I say, why the pasta, somebody goes, oh, because you can do so much with pasta. Is that really it? Like, is that really it? Like, it's just an easy thing to make, so that's why there's been a run on it? Because it's every type of pasta that there is.
I think it's just
gone.
Doomsday prepping, and it
but
keeps
why
for
pasta?
A while.
Oh, people are straight up hoarding.
Yeah.
No doubt about
it.
I
know, but yeah, but why pasta?
Something weird today. So Fields Foods getting stuff for a game we're going to play.
Ooh.
Mm. Be afraid.
Yes.
And
me specifically, or that's just everybody?
Everyone, but you in particular.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just Tony, and it's a lot like the song.
But I thought of that because they had pasta. I walked by some pasta, and I don't even need pasta, and I'm feeling like a fool for not buying it. But then on the way out, maybe you've seen this before. Wouldn't have seemed weird outside of the coronavirus, but there was a very, very nice woman standing there at the exit selling Anderson windows. And I'm like, this is so weird.
Yeah, like, that's essential.
Yeah, social distancing, and I got to walk by you, and you're going to have 1,000 people walk by you today, and no, not one person's going to stop. If someone wants Anderson windows, they're not going to stop and talk to someone when they're carrying their groceries, right? It was just so odd, really strange.
I guess under the umbrella of the essential businesses running, you can let anyone who, you know, if they were normally be
yeah,
there,
ride the coattails, right?
In. Another thing that is apparently going out of stock is flour. Suddenly everybody's baking. Mm-hmm. I was thinking to myself, I make this artesian bread. It's like 4 ingredients, and I'm like, oh, I'll just make that if bread's running out forever. But then it makes it hard whenever everybody's buying up the flour, too.
So, okay, we all have our different metrics for when we should open the country and when we should be out of sheltering in place and all this kind of stuff. What do you think will be the metric for when people stop hoarding?
I don't know. You know, this is by no means as serious or as traumatic as, say, like the Great Depression. But a lot of people who grew up during that time never wasted food because they learned the value of it.
My mom and dad.
And I think there are going to be people who are going to be able to snap back and it'll be like it never happened. And then there are going to be people who are a little traumatized and they're learning lessons and they never want to be in a position where they're not going to have what they need ever again.
Yeah.
And they might, maybe not hardcore hoarding all the time, but they're always going to have a full pantry and they're always going to have quite a bit of extra toilet paper.
I'm not saying the doomsday preppers are happy that this happened at all, but don't you think that they're probably like, booyah.
Told ya.
Those guys have toilet paper. That's for sure. Spire and Ameren have gotten permission to suspend disconnections and waive late payment charges in Missouri. Until May 1st. So that's good news, too, for people who were out of work. Did you guys see that GameStop was claiming that they were an essential business through all of this?
I don't know if you...
Should we get Andrew in here to argue the pro?
If you want to go down a wormhole on YouTube, look at some of the terrible business practices GameStop has been doing during this coronavirus. There's a whole investigation into the way that they have treated their employees, and they will not close their stores. Like, will not close. And there was somebody, I think it was like a former store manager, still had like login information and could get into like conference calls. And so he put this entire conference call that was through for all the store managers across the country was on with the corporate leaders. And the store managers are saying, like, you know, our employees are scared to come to work, but they're also scared to not, you know, can you maybe just send out a letter, you know, maybe to calm people down and say, you know, we're doing everything we can, and you just kind of ease people's fears. And this HR person was like, well, I guess I could, but that's kind of your job because you're the one that they know. Wow. And I don't know anything from. And then they said, like, they asked about hand sanitizer. They said, like, one manager was like, you know, you keep saying that you're going to send extra hand sanitizer and wipes to the stores, but we don't have any here yet, you know, and we just, you know, some of my people are bringing it from home. And they were like, well, you know, we're doing what we can, but it is what it is. And, you know, you know, it's really out of your hands and it's out of our hands. People are either going to get it or they're not. Wow. So you may as well just work. And then people were asking about, like, well, if somebody does get sick, you know, can we offer PTO to them if they do get sick, extra PTO, because they are afraid if they don't come to work, they won't have any money. And they were like, well, you know, we don't really have the ability to give people extra PTO right now. So that's not, I mean, they came off as monsters.
Wow.
And there's a whole YouTube, like,
there's going to be
backlash.
There's going to be winners and losers out of this.
Yeah.
People
are
going to
remember. People will remember how you were as a person.
Yeah.
People will remember how you were as a company, how you were as a politician.
Well, they've finally caved to public pressure and switched to online sales and curbside pickup only. But they were, like Tony said, it was just shameful the way they were treating their employees and saying, well, we're essential. We enhance your at-home experience. No, you're just exploiting the situation. And I'm glad that they finally, I don't even want to say they came to their senses because it seems like they were forced
into it.
I'm glad that they've stopped.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, gang. I get it. This is Scotty from Arnold, Missouri. Love you all. Love your show. And thank you for making St. Louis laugh every day, Monday through Friday. Stay safe.
Welcome back, guys. 4:30 DGS. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
So you better get outside now, right?
Yeah. Enjoy the next couple of hours because we're going downhill. I mean, tomorrow's still an okay day, but it's not the nice sunshine we're seeing out there. And the mild temperatures are now going to be with us for the next several days, probably until about Sunday or so. And even Sunday is not a big cool down. But we've got a lot of rain on the way. Nothing tonight. Really nothing tomorrow. There could be a sprinkle or a brief little shower here and there, but don't expect much. Just a lot of clouds on Thursday, 75. Rain and spot thunderstorms developing probably well after midnight on Thursday night. Only 55 for the low. Then Friday, it's wet. Rain, some spot thunderstorms, 70. It's wet. Very mild Friday night. It's wet Saturday. Rain and spot storms, 72. Clear it out on Sunday. We'll see some sunshine and 59 degrees. There are some signs of a pretty good cool snap, maybe even a cold snap, come the beginning of April. Long way off, but I wanted you guys to be the first to know about it.
Damn. I mean, what would a cool snap in April look like?
Yeah, you have to look at it in that we're seeing 70s here for the next couple of days now. So I'm going to say maybe a high of 49-50. So not
yeah,
really, really cold. But right. Low temperatures could be in the mid to upper 30s. I don't see any freezing stuff.
Do cool snaps often bring sunshine?
Yeah, typically they can bring it depends on the scenario of storm systems, obviously, but usually
you're
when
find
you get
good
a cool,
news
I'm trying.
Yeah, no. Usually when trying. You get a cool snap, everything is moved off and the cool dry air is coming in from the north. So, let's be optimistic on that. Long way off.
Like I'll take sunny and 49 over cloudy and 72.
Oh yeah, I agree.
Tony's dealing.
It's bad. It's bad times.
It is bad times.
If the kids could just get outside, it would be.
Are they out right now?
Be a game changer. Yeah, they're out today. Yeah.
Are they at three different parks? Hopefully. Just take James and drop him off.
I hope so.
Someone will bring him back.
They have just been cooped up in the house for too long, and they just.
I think adults are getting that way too.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
Adults are going stir crazy.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You guys just brought up parks. Have any of you ever successfully played on a teeter-totter?
I mean, maybe once in my life.
Successfully.
Attempting.
Yeah.
I do remember doing it successfully, and it's boring as hell.
Yeah.
Once you get going, but those first couple of teets and tots,
yeah,
it's rough.
Oh, they
slam down on the ground.
Yeah, they usually go bad.
And, like, if you're doing it and you're the one up in the air and then your friend's like, I'm going to go on the slide, and they get up and you're like, ugh.
Yep.
They're not usually.
My elbow really hard. Really hard.
They're not usually going on the
slide. She's committed to her physical comedy, folks. Yeah,
they're usually just doing that as a
prank. Did it doing?
It's my funny bone.
Not so funny.
Check it out.
Am I the only one in the world that when I do that, when I really bang my funny bone, once the yang stops, mm-hmm. I have to push on it and make it hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Like I just push on that tender thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, good. I'm not that weird.
Yeah, no.
I told this story before, but I'm going to tell it again. Third grade, we walked from South Roxana Elementary to Dad's Club Park, 10 blocks, but it seemed like a real thing. And we're going to have a whole day at the park. And I was up on the big tall slide. And Vernon Tucker, one of my friends, was next to me, and his ass fell off. And immediately, we'd been there for 5 minutes, we had to go back, and we had to carry him. So, like, he's crowd surfing, kind of. So, like, we're carrying him, and I was so mad. I just can remember being, like, righteously indignant. It's like, you son of a bitch.
You ruined my day.
Everything.
This also happened on a separate trip. You know the thing, what's it called, the merry-go-round?
Yeah.
Which only exists to get as many kids running as fast as you can and then jump on.
Yep.
Well, in their immense wisdom, they put a concrete pole.
Oh, just in the middle?
Just a couple feet away.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. No, this girl went flying.
Oh.
I saw it, and it, bam. Like, caught her in the middle, and ooh.
Yeah, but you know what?
It's exciting.
Merry-go-rounds, teeter-totters, they're no fun.
They're not.
It is, but they're just death traps.
Yeah.
The only fun is the danger.
What did we...
A slide
why
is a lie.
Why is that like just such a given? Like, oh,
say that again.
A slide is a lie.
Word.
They're
that
not
is
fun.
So true.
They either
burn you.
They either burn you... Or it's plastic and there's way too much static.
Go too slow.
Static.
Or you go too slow.
Or there's a covered one and you get all the way up to the top of the slide and then there's two middle schoolers in there having a conversation and tell you to get lost.
The static.
Sister, amen.
Make you crazy.
It's for 1 second of
amen.
Flying down the slide.
I think playgrounds might just be a lie.
Here we go.
I do like swings.
Yeah. Childhood.
I still like swings.
I do like swings, but teeter-totters are dumb. Merry-go-rounds are dumb.
The stupid tic-tac-toe flippy thing.
No, the swings are fine.
Get you too.
Yeah,
no,
but they're but swings are fun.
Yeah.
They can shock you and they can hurt you, but you can still have a good time on a swing.
Oh yeah, yeah. No. Someone crapping on swings?
No.
Stingray's
I'm not. You want to crap on swings?
No, I love swings.
Yeah, I don't mind.
There are some problems that can arise. Especially, you get the jerk who says, hey, watch me, I'm going to go as fast as I can, and then I'm going to jump off as high, up as high as I can get, and then I'm going to jump off. That usually leads to a broken leg.
Jerk?
Yeah.
How about hero?
Yeah.
How about entertainer of the troops?
Yeah.
I may have done that a couple of times.
I've never dismounted a swing without a jump.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never just waited until it stopped slowly.
No, it's always a jump.
Yeah, you know Murray was doing that.
Yeah.
Practicing his magician tricks and looking at the forecast, and he's like, hey, come to a full stop, will you?
You know, they have pens.
They have, like, the monkey bars, obviously, which...
No.
Who's doing that? Nobody's doing that. Yeah. And then they have, like, the gymnastic
bar.
Oh,
you never feel weaker than going across the monkey bar.
But then they usually have, like, the gymnastic bar, just the one bar.
Yeah, what are you supposed to do with that? I'm seven.
Break your neck?
I'm freaking seven.
Like every kid, what you want to do when you get on it is sit on it, put it between your knees, and hang upside down.
There is a
That's the only thing to do on that thing, and that is extremely dangerous.
When I was a lawyer, we had a couple cases where we were defending playground manufacturers or cities. And, of course, I didn't say this, but privately I'm like, they're all death traps.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? That's what a playground is.
Yeah.
Have fun at the park
and
today,
none
kids.
Of it is really fun. very little of it is fun.
We had these, like, they're on a spring. It's like a little horsey on a spring. And the spring was all rusted and, like, coming out of the horsey. And then there's got to be lead paint all over the horse. And it was just like, go have fun.
Well, how about, like, the fireman pole that is on so many of them? It's like, oh, we're just supposed to jump.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, oh, you're encouraging either extreme, like, friction burn from trying to go down the pole slowly, or just jumping from basically a two-story window and landing on your feet. Like, what? How is that?
Remember the home swing sets? The one that had the swings, then they had the, what do you call it? You know,
I know what you're talking about.
The little paradiddle.
I've told this story, but it's probably been a really long time. Do you remember my story about that?
No. Okay, this one about the juice?
We had a swing set like that had the four-seater swing.
Paradiddle.
Put the dog on there to settle. That's right.
And the kids that live behind us were over.
Oh, boy.
And there was a couple of us on the swing thing.
Paradiddle.
And there was other kids playing, and a ball went underneath us.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
And so the little kid...
No.
Oh, no.
Started army crawling...
Oh.
Under us as we were swinging and just barely lifted his head a little bit at the wrong time. And we, like, bashed his head. And we cracked his head.
Whew.
And I can still, I was probably 6 years old, and I can see it as clearly now as I could then.
And you
brain?
Could feel it too.
Yeah, was there
you
brain?
Hear the sound.
I think so.
Whoa.
Like, we cracked his.
What did he do?
And we tried to stop. Like, he started crawling underneath it to get the ball. And we were like, whoa, 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 whoa. We were like trying to slow down and stop. And he was doing it.
Yeah.
He was fine.
Yeah.
But he just got a little too confident under there and just lifted his head a little bit.
Was he out?
And we, no, he was not out. It was, but man, he would have been better off being out because it was. It was the cry I will never forget. Like, it was, I can visualize.
Was it your
this
swing set?
Yeah, it was our swing set.
Do you remember, like, your dad had to clean the blood off?
I don't remember that. I don't remember
that. Nah, you leave that on there.
But, oh my gosh, I can see the whole thing playing out right now.
How and was it, he?
I think he ended up being okay. But yeah, like, but oh my gosh.
Mm.
It was bad. Bad, bad, bad. And again, okay. Even in the best of times with that little.
Yeah.
What are you calling it?
Paradiddle. Yeah.
How fun is that?
Right.
Is it even fun for 30 seconds? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not.
It's more of just a way to have a conversation. Children don't want to just sit and talk. They want to be on a paradiddle or a swing or in a slide. Then they can have a talk.
Oh, man. Woof.
Do we want to open up the whole thing again with Dave?
I mean, he is a dog owner.
He's a dog guy.
Yep.
Okay. First of all.
You ever grab your dog by the haunches?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Good man. First of all, Andrew's position was dogs do not feel any pleasure when they have intercourse, which was disputed by an expert. And then he said the way you settle down a dog is through basically simulating the same thing with them. That you get behind them, you grab them by the haunches, you pull them back toward you with a thrust, and that's going to stop their behavior.
So you're simulating the dominant...
Yes.
Never even crossed my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, I figured he was going to say that.
Do you want to
go? No, it really hasn't, though.
If you decide to try
it... That's really weird.
If you decide to try it, will you tape it for us?
Sure.
Thank you.
I'll put it on YouTube.
With your shoes off?
Thank you, Dave.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey guys, it's Stephanie from Herculaneum. I start listening to the DGS back at the age of 13 with my dad. And 20 years later, I am now listening to it at the age of 33 with my own kids. Thanks for all the great memories and keep up the great work.
You're listening to The Dave Glover Show.
That's so cool.
That is...
Makes me feel old as hell, but that's really super cool.
Yeah, that's a real, like, eye-opener.
Yeah.
Right there.
Really neat.
Some of these have me emotional, and that was one of them.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, just to think, like, I've been a part of her life since she was a kid. That's so cool.
Really cool.
George Rosenthal from ThrottleNet joins us now. Hello, George.
Hey, how you doing, Dave?
So, okay, I'm going to ask some questions, but if I don't ask the right ones, ignore them and give me the right answers.
But, okay.
So as I understand it, you guys have a way, because everyone's, like, we are literally the only people in this building that usually has 200 people in the office.
Right,
everyone's
right.
Working at home. Everyone's, you know, remote and sheltering in place, but business has to go on, and you guys have a way that you can help businesses do that.
Absolutely. Even if you're not a ThrottleNet client, and want to use your work computer from wherever you are, and of course right now it's all about being at home, the key is making sure you have a secured remote desktop, and we can do that with our product called Everfuel. So for $9.95 per workstation, meaning your work workstation per month, and you can cancel any time, you can have a secured remote environment. So this is something where it's very easy to use. You can log in and use your work computer as if you are sitting in front of it.
I don't know why every person,
awesome.
Even outside of Corona, I don't know why
even
you wouldn't do
that. Even outside of Corona.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. The key is not just having a remote desktop. Like a lot of people have a VPN. This is something that is secured and locked down with the ability to copy and paste, to be able to open a file on your work computer and yet print it on your home printer. There's so many really neat features that you can use. And, you know, these are things that you really need to be aware of in this new world is that now you need a network at your home that can operate the same as what you were sitting at the office.
So, George, if people hear this and they're like, that's it, that's what I need, I'm calling ThrottleNet, how quickly can you have them up and going?
Very, very fast. We've got people working. I mean, our staff has been going full steam, 100%. In most cases, can get you up the same day. Call into ThrottleNet, 826-5966. But the key is going to ThrottleNet.com/Everfuel. And just like it sounds, Everfuel. And you'll be able to watch a real quick demo on how it works, be able to sign up right there in a form. And for $9.95, per workstation per month with no contracts, nothing to lock you in. We're here to help. We want to make sure that there's a tool or something out there for small businesses to be able to keep going. The key is keeping this economy moving forward. And if using a tool like this is necessary, it's completely necessary for you to do that.
Now, George, this may be exactly the same thing, but I remember a couple of years ago when we were talking that you were talking about, like, if a transformer went out or something like that. Is that the same thing or something different to where if you had to, like, bug out from your office and go somewhere else, that you guys have a way where it's, like, seamless? That,
absolutely.
Remember you saying that if ThrottleNet got knocked out by a transformer, your customers would never know because you're all backed up and you can go other places.
And that actually happened a couple of years ago. We were knocked out for 3 days, but nobody knew it. Everybody picked up their phone, went straight home, and actually answered the phone as if we were still sitting in the office. That is the key these days, is business continuity with disaster recovery planning to ensure that when stuff like this happens, and now it's happening, so the Show Me State can see, you have to be prepared with a business continuity plan to ensure that no matter what's going on, you're still able to operate. There's a lot of things that I heard Rachel talking earlier about the new scams that are out there. And there are some other scams you need to be aware of that are popping up with this coronavirus.
Okay, tell us one, about it.
Yeah. So one is going to be an email scam. It's a phishing attack. It's going to ask you and really pull at your heartstrings to donate to an organization. Don't click the link in the email. It's most likely a phishing attack. But go to the organization's website and validate that it's real before you pay them anything or before you click on anything. That's a really, really big deal. The other is going to be your Wi-Fi. So I know everybody likes to have easy family Wi-Fi passwords so the kids can get in. If you're working from home, you now have to consider that you have to have commercial-grade security, so you need a commercial-grade password. Now, passwords are actually changing into passphrases. So you need to change your Wi-Fi password immediately, if you're working from home especially, to a sentence, a movie line, a song lyric, using the correct punctuation that you would normally write it out in. That's very critical.
Because people are going to attack you, and if you're usual airy-fairy, I'm not worried about it, home computer, now it's your office, now it's your livelihood, and you could screw the whole company.
Right. Yeah, I mean, exactly. You could absolutely do that. You could let out some of your files or information. So, you know, if you don't have your last name as your password, you know, you got like Rosenthal 1 or something like that. Don't do that. Make sure your password.
That's George's.
Yeah.
Are you capitalizing the R?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I capitalize. No, I'm kidding. Don't do that. I know it's easy for the kids and everything, but if you're going to bring your company into your home for a majority of operations, change that Wi-Fi password.
Do you guys remember, I think it was during the Obama administration when, you know, the nuclear football they carry around?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The passcode was literally all zeros.
Oh, jeez.
Yes. Yes. For real. That came out. That was the passcode.
Yeah. I saw that. Yeah, that's ridiculous. I mean, these days, it's like I said, it's not a password anymore. It's a passphrase. That's the key thing, is making sure. And I know it's cumbersome to type all this out, but there's software systems that are out there to help store your passwords and encrypt it. One that a lot of our folks use at ThrottleNet is called LastPass. So LastPass. That's a way that you can store all of your passwords securely, and you'll never even have to remember them or even type them in. So if you have a long sentence password, use LastPass. It'll automatically get you in.
A little unsolicited endorsement, completely corona, un-corona related. You guys have heard me talk many times about my family's little printing company that we have. It's a very, very small business, and we don't have an IT staff, and for years, the one guy that worked there that was pretty good at computers was basically the IT guy that, you know, would help out anytime there was something wrong. Several months ago, they called ThrottleNet. My wife called ThrottleNet, got them all hooked up. Now ThrottleNet is our IT department, and it has been a game changer, mostly for peace of mind. Because before it was like, if we, you know, we could fight through our own little issues, computer issues. But if there was ever a major problem, we would have been, you know, in really bad shape. But now.
Oh, well, thanks. Yeah, thanks.
Very cool.
That's really good to hear, Tony.
Big deal. Yep.
All right, that's George, awesome. Anything else that you can think of for the people out there?
Yes, I have one thing. This is a pet peeve of mine. I've been on many webinars since all of this went down. If you're giving a webinar, if you're hosting an online meeting, please take the microphone out of your mouth.
Very funny. God, you know,
stop breathing in it when you're not talking.
So many people out there having those stupid meetings and
You know what? If you're using websites like or apps like Skype, you know, to have meetings, are there any?
Yes.
Are there like unique security issues with using applications like that?
No, actually, they're really, really well done. We use a lot of GoToMeeting and GoToWebinar. But I when I go on to a GoToMeeting or a webinar, an online web meeting, I do not feel like I'm in any danger at all, honestly.
Good to know.
No.
One more time on the websites and phone numbers, George.
Sure. So throttlenet.com/EVER fuel. That is where you're going to find the secure remote desktop access application. And then, of course, you can always give us a call at 866-826-5966 or 314-961-1027.
Cool. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks for having us on.
You guys know what Zoom is?
It's like a teleconferencing.
Yeah.
Everyone using it.
It's kind of like FaceTime, but you can use it for
multiple people.
Are you feeling left out?
Yeah,
what's going on?
Are you have a problem with it?
No. I just wondered. I just keep hearing it now. Everyone zoom, 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 zoom. I got to zoom. And I just wonder if you guys heard it. So.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.